Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham is joining us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello, 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 Rob. Oh, I can't tell you what a delight it was to sit at a bar with you and Miss D, the highlight of my trip back to New York City.
Thank you. It's so good to see you. I forgot how much we missed you until we were sitting there. I laughed out loud. I didn't want the night to end. Donnie moved to LA, and we used to go for drinks maybe 2, 3, maybe 4 nights a week when you were in New York. And it's been a while. It's been the pandemic. So it was lovely, lovely to see you in person. Hey, what time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
So lots of details about Olivia Newton-John. So she spoke candidly about her death amid her cancer battle. One of her very last interviews, she revealed that, quote, she was sort of looking forward to being around the energies of the loved ones who had passed. She said the following to an Australian podcast, quote, we all know we're going to die, but I think we spend our lives in denial. It's extremely personal, so it's hard to put it into words. She went on to say, quote, I feel like we are all one thing, and we've had these different experiences with spirits and spiritual life, and I believe there is something that happens. So she's saying here that she believes there's something that happens when you pass away. She was very aware of the fact that she was very, very sick. So one of her co-stars from Greece, Didi Khan, who played Frenchie in the movie, she told Good Morning America that she'd been in touch with Olivia a couple of weeks before she passed, and she said she wasn't walking anymore, and she had full-time help, and she said she did have her husband John, her beloved daughter Chloe, with her all the time, but she knew it was going to be soon.
It's very sad. I think it's also sad that she lived such a private life, I guess, that nobody really knew towards the end. It was the end. We all knew she was sick. There had been talks about her not doing well. I don't think anybody realized it was as bad as it was. But I think I could actually learn a lot. I think everyone could learn a lot from Olivia on how to embrace death, which is kind of what she did. And even towards the end, new reports are coming out that she sold about $4 million worth of real estate and then invested it in her charity because she knew that her charity would live on.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think the reason we're all so stunned by this is not only how much we all loved her, she touched all our lives. She sold 100 million albums. Like, you don't think that, do you? 100 million is like Barbara Streisand type numbers. Like, it's megastar numbers. And also, too, she revealed that she had cancer 30 years ago. So I think we'd just got used to Olivia surviving. I think we'd just got used to her doing okay. And her attitude is always so positive. She never wanted to talk about how long she had left. In fact, she said once a doctor tried to tell her and she stopped them and said, no, you can't tell me that. Don't tell people how long they have left because that's how long they will have. It's really a fascinating life. She also, too, earlier on in her life, made a pact with God to save her daughter's life. So on another podcast that she did, she spoke quite candidly about her religious convictions. And she said, quote, I remember when I was pregnant with Chloe and I was close to losing her. And I went to bed and I asked God, what can I do to save her? I will say the Lord's Prayer every night for the rest of my life, if you can save my child. And she did that and her child survived. And she said, ultimately, she believed in prayer. So she was very spiritual. And this helped her an enormous amount in her life. Just made me so blue, Donny. Like, you know, we see celebrities pass. This one really got me. What about you?
Yeah, I was talking about this earlier with Simone. And the thing is what happens is we're living in a world now where influencers are celebrities. And I think as we think about it, as time goes on, people like Olivia Newton-John, who affected a mass crowd of people, are going to cease to exist, it seems, really. It's like, I'm not going to miss the 17th Bachelor.
Right. Well, the world has changed and we no longer have stars that appeal to everybody. Yeah. Everyone's niche now. It's all niche marketing. Television is niche. Music is niche. Movies are even niche to a certain degree. So there's very few people that speak to generations. Like my mom would listen to her records. Yes. My sister, my younger friends, everybody knew her, maybe because of Greece. No one's going to sell 100 million records ever again. It's just impossible. Those days are gone. Maybe Adele, but I just don't even know if that's true there. Really, really heartbreaking, but some really beautiful details coming out about a life well lived. And I think we have to point out too that she raised millions for cancer research, for cancer organization. She started up her own cancer organization in Australia. Did you know she was British? She was born in England.
Oh, I thought she was Australian.
Yes, she moved to Australia when she was 6 years old, and her grandfather won the Nobel Prize. Like, he was an amazing physicist. Do you know her grandfather was friends with Albert Einstein? I was reading about her history today. Just an extraordinary, can you imagine it? Grandpa's friends with Albert Einstein. An extraordinary life, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Olivia Newton-John spoke candidly about death amid her cancer battle. Do you talk about death? That's our question of the day. It's a tough one, isn't it? I don't really. I think about it, but I don't really talk about it. Do you talk about death? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donnie, what are you working on?
I knew stuff was going to start to come out about Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian after they broke up. This one actually is a little sad. So Pete Davidson is in trauma therapy following Kanye West's attack on social media. Multiple of sources have confirmed to Page Six that he is in trauma therapy. It began in April, and he was seeking help following his feud with the rapper for dating Kim Kardashian. The attention and negativity coming from Kanye and his antics is a trigger for Pete, and he's had to seek out help. The source stressed that despite calling it quits last week, Davidson has no regrets for dating Kim and wants it to be made very clear that she's been nothing but supportive of him throughout their relationship. Now, we all knew that Kanye's constant attacks on him and calling him cute and just saying all these negative things about him I'm sure it affected him somehow. Now we're finding out how bad it actually affected him. And that could be part of the reason for the breakup.
Oh, I'm sure it was. The added pressure from Kanye. Whenever we've all done this, we've been in relationships and an ex has butt their nose in. Butt out. They make it more difficult. It might be my ex or your ex. But when you're dating somebody and their ex is still going at you all the time, it might have been funny at first, but I don't think it's funny at all. Pete has suffered a lot. He's talked a lot about his struggles with mental health. I'm told that it was Kim that called off this relationship and that Pete is desperate to get back together. There's new reporting about that today on Radar, but I don't think it's going to happen. I was told ultimately it was that Pete wanted to get married. Pete just wanted to move this a couple of paces quicker than Kim. And I think you can scare people away. They've only been dating for 9 months. When somebody comes on too fast, too quick, it can scare you off, Donnie. Has that ever happened to you?
No, it is scary, but also we have to think about it. Kim Kardashian has a lifestyle that is moving too fast around her, that Pete needed to slow it down a little bit. She also has kids.
Four kids. Yeah, she's a mother and that's her priority. And Pete seemed to fit into that. She wasn't ready to get married yet. Hey, moving along. So Anne Hae, she's still in critical condition and now it's been revealed that she bought a red wig just before the crash. A really strange story coming out of the Los Angeles Times that before the crash on Friday, Anne stopped at a hair design shop in Venice to buy a bright red wig. She's currently in extreme critical condition as more details are revealed about what happened that day. So what we know now is around 10:30 a.m. Anne stopped at the salon. The owner of the salon, a guy called Richard Glass, said she was very pleasant and she was actually rather sweet. He said something was off, but she didn't appear to be intoxicated or high. So initially, we thought she was on a podcast drinking. It turns out that podcast was taped 3 days before it was posted. So the fact it was posted a few hours before is a coincidence, because a few hours before she was driving around, she bought a wig. He did say she was strange, but he said that he could not smell alcohol and she did not appear to be high. This story gets more and more bizarre, Donnie.
Yeah, look, I do not know this. This is based on my own opinion. I want to say this first. I think this needs to go into dealing with celebrities and mental health. We're dealing with something mental here. I don't know that's for a fact, but if you look at the scenario, you look at what happened, something is going on here that is a deeper problem.
Yeah, it's a deeper problem. I was Anne's publicist for a while after she broke up with Ellen, and I can confirm it was complicated. And I think Anne has spoken out about this. She's spoken out about her struggles. When I hear red wigs, I immediately think of Britney Spears in her really darkest moments. Remember when she was wearing a red wig and had a British accent, and then she shaved her head? I think that this one's really, really complicated, really, really, really sad. But Anne is in currently, she really is in critical condition. I can't stress that enough. Some insiders I know who spoke to family members said that Anne might not survive.
She might not come out of this.
It's that serious. And because I think we saw her on that stretcher pop up on the stretcher and then fall back down, I think we all thought, oh, it's not too bad. It is really, really bad. Hey, let's move on to something a little bit nicer, but also a little cheeky too. Apparently Brad Pitt has a list of actors he will never work with ever again. What do you know?
So Brad Pitt's been in what? 300 movies. I mean, there's just a zillion movies. He's
zillion
worked
movies.
With a ton of actresses and actors, but apparently even he has a list. I know you don't like swear words on this word.
We don't use it. It's an S list.
An S list of actors that he won't work with, which makes me laugh to no end, because of course we're all like, where is this list? Is it in his diary? But
it's in his head. It might be just a mental list.
But it was revealed by Brad's Bullet Train co-star Aaron Taylor Johnson, which means Brad openly talks about this,
which I find
even better.
Right.
But he called Brad a very humble and gracious human being. And he said, you work with many actors, and after a while, you start making notes. I am definitely not working with this person ever again. Whoa. Brad has this list, too. The good list and the S list.
S list. Thank you.
Do you have people on your list, Rob, you don't want to work with?
There's lots of people that I know are very difficult, and there's lots of people that I wouldn't really look forward to working with again. But I don't take work personal. I really don't. I can work with awful people. I have. I've hosted shows with people that have been really, really tough. And so I can do it. I turn up, I do my job, I leave. It's not that pleasant. You know, if somebody was just so obnoxious, just really, really vile, I would say something. But no, I'm pretty good at being able to do this. And I don't think that makes me a bad person. It just means that I can detach my emotions from my job. What about you, Donnie? Can you do that?
See, I would love to say big wise words like you did, that you would be able to do it. But you know me, I hold a grudge.
You do. And so hold a grudge.
Even though I would be able to work with this person,
yes,
it would not be a pleasant experience.
Right. And yes, maybe I couldn't work with them every single day, but once a week, a couple of times a week, I can show up for 2 or 3 hours. I mean, it's harder. I've worked in offices with people I really didn't like, but I also, too, I couldn't afford to quit the job. It's sort of like a real elite thing to say, like, I just won't work with you.
That's a first world problem.
Yeah, you're really lucky to be able to make that choice. I'm not that lucky. I have to shut up. You know, I have a sister that I don't particularly like, and I've had to put up with her for many, many years. So
hello,
Betty. Hello, Sister Betty. So I'm sort of trained myself to work with difficult people. Maybe it's a blessing. I've always had difficult people around me. That's why I probably could work with J-Lo and Diddy and all these big celebrities, is that I didn't take it personally. Maybe I should have. But yeah, I can do this. I don't have an S list. Hey, quickly before we go to break, Ben Affleck has some insights about the worst parts of being famous that you probably never considered before. So Jacob Elordi, I think I'm saying that right, spoke to GQ about the veteran Hollywood star. He went to him for some guidance as he becomes a little bit more famous. Although, let me say, Jacob, you're not there yet. Like, I didn't know who you were. I know asking for advice on being famous. I was like, who are you? You don't need any advice. I don't know who you are. But nevertheless, we'll go with it. So he asked Ben for some advice. And Ben said the worst part of it all is that you feel like a phony sometimes, and you even oddly crave all the tabloid attention. That's really honest of Ben to admit. We've seen him and J-Lo recently being very open about their love in Vegas. Remember when they toured Italy together on like a PR tour?
He was just crying taking photographs at the table.
They love all the attention. So I'm glad that finally a celebrity admitted it. They get obsessed with it, and it's not a healthy thing. Can you imagine being that famous that you just expect to be on the magazines when you're in the supermarket? I couldn't imagine.
It's shocking coming from Ben Affleck, because we know reality stars, they crave it.
They
on
crave
a daily
it.
Basis.
Yeah, they crave it. It is shocking coming from Ben. I'm glad he did it. Although we should be clear here, Ben did not tell us this. He told Jacob, and now Jacob
this, you're never going to be famous.
You're never going to be famous now. You've upset Ben. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Donnie Meacham, who I got to see on Saturday. Oh, we drank so much. Those drinks were delicious.
Oh, Elemente, some tequila.
Elemente. Oh, delicious. I might still have a bit of a hangover. And what is it? It's Wednesday. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Last show. Thank you, darling. We talked about Kanye West mourning the fake death of Pete Davidson after he broke up with Kim. Is this funny or is this petty? Let's have a look. 90% say petty. I'm with you. It's not funny. It's not funny.
It's not even petty. No. It's downright disgusting, to be honest.
It's nasty. Yeah, it's nasty. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donnie, let's do our nicest of the day.
Aww. So as Kylie Jenner and Taylor Swift are being roasted for flying across the country. What, Taylor Swift put 400 flights since January?
It was a lot of flights.
Ruining the climate.
Plane.
Yeah, no wonder it's 900 degrees here. In
it is hot. It is hot,
Turns
Taylor.
Out somebody is a superstar. Tom Holland flew commercial for 4,350 miles just to visit his girlfriend Zendaya. As everyone else is getting roasted about taking those private jets. Fans even filmed like him on a plane. And one time somebody said he was like just crocheting a sweater.
He likes to knit. It calms him down. I love him. Isn't it sweet? He sits there, he pulls one, drops a stitch. It's lovely, isn't it? I mean, he was in first class, so let's not go crazy here. He wasn't stuck in coach for 9 hours like I would be. I like this. Set an example. That story about Taylor Swift and Kylie Jenner really blew up, didn't it? It made me think about it too. I think you are lovely, Spider-Man. Tom Holland is our nicest of the day. And naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Taylor Swift. Talk of Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is saying that her Shake It Off lawsuit is completely bogus. And she said that every single lyric she wrote was entirely by her. So some songwriters are going after her. So they're trying to sue her over her song Shake It Off, and they claim that she stole their lyrics. So their song is called Players Gonna Play, and like Shake It Off, it sort of includes a version of Haters Gonna Hate, Players Gonna Play. Taylor's is Haters Gonna Hate, 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 Play. What's that? Oh, I love it. I love
haters
that
gonna
song.
Hate, 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 Play, Hate, Play, 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 Play,
Play, Play, Play. So they're sort of similar, but then Taylor goes on to say she'd never heard of their song before she wrote hers.
She was 12.
And she said to, it's sort of like a common thing we say in culture, like, haters gonna hate. We say that quite a lot. So yes. I don't know if it's actually plagiarism. Like, I think she, no, it's weird, isn't it? Yeah. And if it wasn't successful, they wouldn't have sued
her.
So these people, I'm not even going to mention them. These two songwriters are naughty, naughty, naughty. It's Taylor's song. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. I love this quote from Jessica Simpson. Think about this. So, dumb is not knowing. Ditzy is having the courage to ask. Jessica Simpson is ditzy. There's a lot of stuff that she did not know, and she asks. She asks. Dumb is when you don't even ask. So you're being dumb if you don't know something and you say nothing. If you don't know something, ask. It's fine. That makes you smart. I ask a lot of questions all the time. There's lots and lots of stuff I don't understand, I don't know. I'm very nosy. Be inquisitive. Be curious. Ask. What do you think, Donnie?
No, that's me. I'm curious.
I'm curious.
And if somebody's talking about something, I want to know what's going on.
I want to know.
In this business, I'll get a little insight thing. It was cute. We were doing a little filming thing. They were doing a promo because it was running behind. And I was just watching with my eyes wide open.
I love it. I love it.
Little stuff.
I know.
Why wouldn't you want to know how stuff works?
Why wouldn't you want to know? I was on Good Day New York this morning and I got there a little early because I watch and I get in the green room and I watch all the camera angles and I see how the pros do it. And then when I get up there to do my little 2-3 minutes, I'm not nervous because I know how to do it. Watch, everybody. Watch, watch, watch. No, none of us are reinventing the wheel.
No.
Someone's done it before. I know. It's not that hard. But you've got to open your eyes. Jessica Simpson. Dumb is just not knowing. Ditzy is having the courage to ask. Everybody ask. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review. They really do help. I'm reading all the new reviews. Thank you. They really do help. And remember, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.